What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the More Than Just Makeup podcast featuring your girl, me, Kamara A. Unique. I am so grateful. I feel good. You know, I'm in this process of just doing the things that God has called me to do, like putting my head down and just saying, okay, you know what? I'm going to do it. I feel like I have been putting some things off. And of course, my schedule does get a little crazy because when you're a helpmate, naturally you find yourself really busy at times. And then I love when, you know, the Lord tries to slow me down a bit and says, you know, pause for a second, spend some time with me. I used to take it as when he would tell me to like pause for a second and to spend some time with him. I used to take it as like something was bad was happening, but then I realized that it was nothing but good things happening for me, which allowed me to reconnect with the Lord and spend some quality time with him. And I'm really grateful for that. A few things. I want you guys to subscribe to the site. Please, if you are listening to the podcast, I would sincerely appreciate it if you leave a comment in the podcast and just share it and like it. That will mean a lot to me and I would really appreciate it. Also, please hit up my new website, KamaraAUnique.com. I have started in August. I started to start coaching for artists, for creatives, beauty artists, makeup, hair, and basically just helping people propel to where they are called to be in their walk with God. And when it comes to the walk with their, you know, with their ministry in the beauty industry, and it has been very fruitful and amazing, and it's brought me a lot of joy. Seeing my, you know, my students, I call them my students, but they're really like, but seeing them actually listen and actually try to do the work and to be who God has called them to be. And it means the world to me when people trust me and trust the God in me. So if you are an artist and you're interested in some coaching and mentorship, I am doing it. It's on the website. And I would love to have you. I'm going to start my group coaching sessions. It's going to be every Thursday, starting in November. And minus a one Thursday in a week that's coming up because I have to work, but I'll switch the date out. But it's gonna be Thursday, and the price is like $29.99 a month, which is really, really low. And with that, you'll get group coaching. And then if you wanna do a private one-on-one coaching session with me, you can do that too. That's also on the website also. And so I'm grateful for that. And then I'm throwing a class. I have a class coming up. I'm going to do it. I'm going to send the date out officially. My schedule for November is a little insane, so I'm trying to figure out how I can do this. It's going to be an online class. And yeah, I think that's really about all the news and stuff that I have to share. Let me think. What else do I have coming up? That's about it. Tomorrow is Women's Day at my church. I'm really excited about this. We got to wear pink and black. I'm like, I don't know what I could put together that's really cute that's pink and black. But I think I got a vision of something that I'm going to do. I've been going live with amazing businesses. I've been going live with some amazing women of God. And it's been wonderful. I'm going live again this Thursday for Behind the Chair Life, and that is on Instagram Live at 7 p.m. It was supposed to be at 9, but I'm in bed by 9:30, so 7 p.m. And so don't miss it. Please come on and support and hear this amazing conversation. I think it's going to be really, really amazing. And I think that's just about it. That's about all the, I'm looking at my calendar as I speak too. I'm like, I think that's just all about what God is planning in my life right now. If you do want to include me in your podcast, or if you want to include me to speak on an Instagram live with you, or if you want to interview me for something, or if you want me to speak at an event, I am definitely open to doing that too. I feel like I've never really shared that I actually could do panels and speak and do keynote speaking. So I do that. I did take lessons. And so please reached out to my manager, Yannick, at Shine Influence. That will be on my Instagram. You could find that, or you could just email me or DM me, and I'll send you her information and we can get that popping. And I'm going to jump right into this podcast. I was doing my devotional, and my devotional, I've been really sinking into the book of John. I'm trying to really like take in more of Jesus. I think that what I desire, what I need to know more in my life, is to really build that intimacy with Christ. And so the book of John has been really helping me just to see how dope he is and how amazing Jesus is, and just really being able to understand why I partake in communion every day. I do take communion every day, and it's good to know why and understand why I believe in it so much, and why it should mean something to me, and why it should mean something to us, why his death and his resurrection means a lot to us, and why does it mean so much to us, and what has it done for us. And you know, reading the book of John has really just helped me to just believe again, and to trust in believing in what God is doing in my life, and believing in what God is trying to speak to us what John actually wrote to help us to understand why we need to believe in Christ, and why we need to just believe in that his word is true, and that his promises over our lives are yes and amen. And so I was reading the book of John. I was listening to this girl on YouTube who I cannot think of her name right now, but she was just so, like, I'm listening to her, and all I could hear the Holy Spirit say to me is sound doctrine. And she really explained the man from the pool of Bethesda, the invalid man, the paralyzed man at the pool of Bethesda. She explained his story in such a profound way that it made me go back and like really study it for myself to see like, what did I miss when I read it? And so, you know, the Lord, as I was studying it, I'm gonna read it real quick, and then I'll jump in and share what the Lord had showed me when it comes to our businesses, when it comes to the plans that he has over our lives. And so I'm going to read John 5:1-15. I'm reading it from the NIV version, but I kind of wish I had it. Let me see if I could pull it up real quick. I'm like, I wish I had it from the King James version. John 5:1-15, KJV. I feel like the KJV version is just so much more. I feel like the KJV version is just very profound, and it gives us more of the New King James version. I'll read it because I feel like the KJV. No, you read the New King James version. All right. So, a man healed at the pool of Bethesda. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these laid a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he already had been in that condition for a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him and said, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I'm coming, another one steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise and take your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was a Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, "Who was cured on the Sabbath? It is not lawful for you to carry your bed." He answered to them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is this man who said that to you? 'Take up your bed and walk.'" But the one who was healed did not know who it was. For Jesus had withdrawn a multitude being in that place. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, and lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who made him well. And so as I was reading that, I was like, man, I think about like how God provides us to be able to see the many lessons that we can learn from some of the people in the Bible. And I also believe that God is allowing many of us to make public mistakes so that his children can learn from them. We can see like, oh, this is a public mistake. This is something that they're doing that they should not have done. And how would we steward it correctly if we made this mistake? Or how could we not make sure that we don't make the certain mistakes? And it's like that man stayed at that pool for 38 years, just sitting there. And when I thought of it, what was coming to my mind was disappointment, sadness. You know, the fact that he looked around and didn't have anyone to bring him to the pool. And every time when he felt like he was just about to get there, someone went before him and took his blessing and took his healing and took the experience that he was desiring to do. And all he needed was the real, true living water, which was Jesus, to come through and to see that he needed help and to see what he can do for him and say to him, "Do you want to be made well?" And he just had to respond and answer to that and say, "You know what? I do want to be made well. So rise and take up your mat and walk and trust in God." You know, I think that there are times when God gives us a plan, an idea, a creation to do, and we tend to doubt what he has placed upon us because we take years to release that thing. We take years to embrace it. We take years to launch it. I did it too. I did this. I took a couple years to launch, you know, my coaching program. Why? Because I didn't feel qualified. I felt like there were others going before me and doing it. There were others that probably had more, you know, a certain clientele that I didn't have any longer or anymore, or that I was losing and missing out on so much that it felt like, God, you're calling me to do this. How could people trust me? How could people believe that I'm actually called to doing this, God? Because it feels like everything was taken from me. You know, it feels like I'm living a lie, a bold-faced lie, God. And I have to, you know, and the Lord basically came to me and was like, "Do you want to be made well?" And when I think of that, "Do you want to be made well?" It's that question is about your mindset. That question is about, are you actually going to sit and trust and believe? And, you know, I'm thinking of my client Victory. I'm thinking of her album Glory Hour. You know, I was listening to it on my way home just now from a client. And, you know, she's like, you have to fan the flame, like fan the flame of hope. You have to fan at the flame of hope and really like revive the hope that's within you, because you could sit around and look and see things passing you for years and seeing other people getting healed, other people being married, other people having children, other people, you know, receiving their blessings. And you feel like, oh, when is it going to happen for me? You know, and sometimes we sit and we wait for someone to come. You know, the man said that, you know, that he had no one to bring him down to the steps. He had no one to bring him there. And Jesus is like, you don't need no one. All you really truly need is me. You know, I think the longer we take to launch the less that we are able to really visualize the freedom that God has for us as his children and as individuals. You know, the Lord will sometimes send someone, he will probably send a prophet, send somebody to like help you up, to say, get up, I got you, or to prophesy or to encourage you. But I think what's happening is that God is kind of ceasing the noise and stopping people from actually coming to your aid and coming to be by your side and running to help you, because he wants to be the one that's going to encourage you. He wants you to know what it feels like to continuously to rely on him, to lean on him, to pray more, to fast more, just so that you can mature in your walk in Christ, so that you're not allowing yourself to be down anymore, and that when the enemy does try to put you down or make you feel down, you know how to bring yourself back up. And I remember, like, you know, in parts of my career, in the heights of my career, where I would think that I needed particular people as clients, I needed particular, you know, to be signed to a particular agency, I needed certain things in order for me to achieve success. And I'm drinking my tea. And, you know, when all of those things were taken from me, I had to stop and pause, because I really sat down and looked at myself and was like, man, I really don't know myself, because I have literally built my entire career and my life surrounded on the validation of others and the likes and the posts and the following and all of these things I've had, you know. And it was the worst and the hardest work that I've ever had to I had to do. And I've talked about this before on the podcast. I've talked about, you know, doing that hard work of renewing my mind, doing that hard work of holding myself accountable for the place that I'm in today. And the many times that Jesus has come to me and said, do you want to be made well? And I, you know, just decided to continue to be a victim instead of standing in the true authority of a victor of who God has called us to be. You know, being made well means that it's time to grow up. You know, this man could have been like, oh, not realizing, you know, it's Jesus, the Messiah, in front of him. He still, you know, and it's funny because, you know, when they asked him, who did this to you? Who healed you? Who cured you? The man didn't even know who it was, you know, and he could have questioned, what if he was like, didn't believe what was going to happen. Like, even if he felt the curing happen, he's like, what if he just like brushed Jesus off? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's many times that Jesus has come to each and every one of us and came to us, our aid, and came to heal us. And most of us have probably brushed him off. Most of us has probably allowed the thoughts that the enemy has placed in our hearts and our minds to really grow, more than trusting in the promises of what God has spoken over us. You know, I love to say over myself, God, your promises are yes and amen. That nothing can come against it. Nothing can stop it. Nothing can block it. Nothing can hinder it. And nothing can delay what you are doing in my life, God. You know, and we also have to come to realizing that no one's coming to save us. Only Christ can save us. And especially when you've been stuck in a place for so long, when you've been waiting to launch that thing, when you've been waiting to embrace who God has called you to be, now he's going to allow it to take a long time to make you feel like you're pushed, you're in a place of a blockage of cement, that the only way you could break out of it is by trusting in the Lord God with all your heart, not leaning into your own understanding, in all your ways, acknowledging him. God allowed that man to experience his healing and experience healing with him on that Sabbath day on purpose, because God needed to be glorified, because Jesus needed to be known. In the book of John, he needed it to be recorded that he can heal the, you know, people that are paralyzed. He is the one that can heal us, no matter on the day, even on the days when they're telling us that you're supposed to just be resting. He's like, in my presence of rest, I still will heal you. In my presence of joy, I still will heal you. Just trust that God wants to do a new thing in you. We have to trust that God, what God is doing in our lives. And we have to trust that God wants to, that we have to trust that God wants to, to, to break the cement around our legs, break off the quicksand, dry up the quicksand that we feel that's pulling us in and making us sink into a place of demonic mindsets and questioning and doubting what God is calling us to do. You know, I think of also about the story of the invalid man. You know, when we're reading the King James Version, they said that an angel would come and stir up the water. An angel would come and stir up the water. Now, normally in the Bible, when they speak of an angel, they will always say an angel or angel of the Lord, right? And so because of the fact that I'm reading this and I'm like, they didn't clarify that this is an angel of the Lord. And so it shows me that Jesus is so kind and so loving that he made sure that that man did not sin by coming into agreement with witchcraft. Because basically this is an angel that they have conjured up to come in and just anybody can get the healing. You know, it was literally like whoever would step in will get the healing. Whoever wants it, come. You know, but it's like God is like, I'm going to make it clear because this is who I decide to heal. And it's not off of like, it's not off of like a race, right? Oh, that's good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It is not like we have to race to the finish end of for God to heal us. All we have to do is be still and know. All we have to do is trust that God is with us. All we have to do is believe God, believe in his healing powers, believing who he is, and we shall be healed from our thoughts, from our minds, and from our from the disappointments and from the things that we've experienced that is trying to keep us and hinder us and block us from actually really embracing God. You know, I when I read that part, I was like, wow, you really protected this man from coming into agreement with it, with what they conjured up in this area at Bethesda. And of course, this man was willing to do anything to be healed. He was willing to do anything, but yet it took him 38 years. He sat there for 38 years, you know, and was willing to just come into agreement with anything that would come his way, you know. And I'm going to end it here because I really don't have much left to give. But Jesus went against what the Jews considered law. He did what was right. He did what he knew would be logged into the Bible so that it will be clear to us that all we have to do is rest in the Lord. All we have to do is trust in his healing powers. All we have to do is believe that God wants us to be made well. You know, and it's like you have to ask yourself, God, I want you to make me well. I want you to, you know, to help me to believe, help cure my unbelief in what is happening. I have been sitting here for a few years waiting on something or someone to come, and no one has come to my aid, God, but only you can come to my aid, you know. And it makes me think of how God also can come against every accuser that comes against you in the courts of heaven. Every accuser that tries to put a decree against you and tries to put something against you to block or to stop, that God will say, I have the last say. One of the things that I learned when I was in witchcraft was that every witch and warlock and demon has to go to God for his permission, you know? And so it's us just thanking God that their permission is denied. Their access is denied. You know, like, God, I thank you that their access is denied, that nobody has access to me but you, Father. Just as the man that I've been sitting at this pool of Bethesda, Father God, not worried about what's going to happen for me, worried about how I'm going to make another step, worried about if you're going to even save me, if you're going to be with me. And God is saying, I'm here and I'm with you and I'll never leave you nor forsake you. And so I just pray that this inspires you guys. I pray that you take this word and apply it to your business and apply it to what God is saying to you. That if you've been holding back and stopping yourself from doing the things that God has called you to do, that you will not do it anymore and that you will take up your mat and you will walk. You will walk into your destiny. You will walk into the things God has called you to do. And remember, you guys also have to remember that there are people that are waiting for you. I was talking to one of my mentees today, and she was like, man, I waited 3 years. Just saying, like, okay, God, no. And he wouldn't allow her to go to no one else until I said yes to mentor her. And she's already been, and I felt so bad when I heard it, but I look at also what God has done, and God had literally has accelerated her business and accelerated her to a place where she is called to be. And I'm like, oh my God. Well, the timing wasn't right because she probably wouldn't have been ready with her heart posture or wherever she was in her mindset. And now she was officially ready to really trust in what God is doing. And I'm just grateful that she trusted it, that the God in me to lead her, to be a Naomi to her, to take up her hand and to lead her to a new place, to walk into her wealthy place. And so I want to end here, and I just want to say, I want you guys to just trust God, and I want you guys to take up your mat and walk and launch your thing, launch your podcast, launch your beauty line, launch your website, launch your coaching program, whatever it is that God is calling you to do, do it. And I'm done. I'm done. I have nothing. I'm like, I keep going over and over and over, and I'm like, let me stop now. But I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in to the More Than Just Makeup podcast, and I just pray that this word spoke to you. And just like, share, and comment below, and tell me how you feel about it. All right, peace.